Spanky. "What's so funny?" I bark. Some twit outside the Roosevelt Room snickers when I walk past her. A liaison from the NSA or a fucking staffer somewhere. Maybe the press office. Probably a leaker. "Nothing, sir," she answers, stifling a titter. Then scurries off like a mouse, skirt swaying. A cute little number. And I feel powerful as the Wizard of Oz again. My insecurities almost blindsiding me for a minute there. But then two others look away quick when I enter the room, as if caught shoplifting. Another one sees me and about doubles over, turning red as the flag pinned to my lapel. Somewhere I hear the word nickname float like a notepad flicked down the long conference table, and I relax. They must be in awe of my wit, the clever names I give people. Crooked Hillary, Pocahontas, Little Rocket Man. Then this jerk runs out of the room like one of those guys in the commercials with frequent urges to urinate, headed past the Oval as if he's about to wet himself. "Spanky 45, he's howling, and I see all the others concentrating on their cell phones as if it's 9/11 all over again, tears in their eyes, trying hard not to break into laughter. I seethe, remembering that bitch telling the world how she swatted me on the butt with the magazine.